You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the exclusive table with the view. This is your name on the list. This is 3x points on dining with Chase Sapphire Reserve and a $300 dining credit. Chase Sapphire Reserve, the most rewarding card.
Learn more at Chase.com/Sapphire Reserve. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya guselkumab may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Priestcorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson Dart, Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Never heard of it, hometown. I got a cake with heart
everyone. Welcome in. Brad Logue alongside David Johnson. Great to see everybody today. Of course, today's podcast is brought to you by our good friends at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, two of your number one restaurants in Oxford. And we encourage you to go by and tell them you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. We're excited about our continued growth, both here on the podcast and our growth in our partnership with Jared and the entire team at the Land Shark and the Velvet Ditch, as there is very much more to come with that relationship. Also want to say a special thank you to the Hearn Law Firm, continuing to grow with those guys as well. If you have a legal issue, stay tuned. We'll tell you all about the Hearn Law Firm, a proud sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. If you're listening to us via Apple, Spotify, or any of the many other types of listening platforms that you have, we appreciate that. We invite you to give us a 5-star review. Say what you want, but that 5-star review helps us in the analytics to stay up there with everybody else. So we appreciate that. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we appreciate you being a part here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. David, welcome in. Kind of starting off on a rough note. It's been tough for Ole Miss football the last couple of weeks, and boy, tough news not only on the gridiron but off the gridiron as Ole Miss lost a young man in Memphis.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is not the way you want to rally the troops to start what you hope is a promising season. You know, the Memphis incident, such a tragedy. And you know, you can't put into words, Brad, the cloud that hangs over the program with the loss of a teammate and a well-respected teammate. I struggle with I don't know what I would do as a parent. You know, God bless his mom and his dad and his family and his soul. You know, all we can do is pray and turn that over to God's hands. That is a big mountain for Lane Kiffin, his coaching staff, and the Ole Miss football team to overcome. I mean, look, it's not here one day and gone the next. Corey's locker is going to remain empty all year long. His presence is going to be missed. He's been with that program since January, was an early enrollee. And things like this just aren't supposed to happen. And that is something that is going to have to be dealt with in the psyche of this football team. You've seen teams take things like this and use it as a catalyst moving forward that motivates and elevates them. You've also seen things like this that really drag a team down. And it is an obstacle. I do not care what anybody says. This close to opening up fall camp, this is an obstacle and a big one in front of the Ole Miss Rebels. And then, you know, you get hit with the news that, to me, the most exciting get from the transfer portal, tight end Luke Haas, could miss the entire season with an ankle injury. And I think that hurts. You know, so not the way you want to start a season with, and I'll remind you, a young and relatively inexperienced quarterback. And Lord knows, you know, if anything were to happen to him, you know, but this can be galvanizing moments, or, you know, they can be, you know, what they are, what they have been, destructive moments, and we'll see what happens moving forward, unfortunately.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Your night in just got legendary. Legends.com is the only free-to-play social casino and sportsbook where you can spin the reels, drop parlays, chase the spread, and hit up live blackjack without leaving your couch. Slots, sports, original games, Legends has it all. Win real prizes and redeem instantly straight to your bank.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at Legends with a Z.com.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Do you know what ChatGPT says about you? First impressions matter, and online content sometimes gives the completely wrong idea. Reputation Defender by Norton helps you take control. We can remove or bury negative search results and guide AI tools to highlight your achievements. Get free personalized advice on your situation today. Visit ReputationDefender.com or call 877-492-6696.
Yeah, Tyler Comas of your network at Inside the Rebels, 247 Sports, posted a story this morning kind of detailing what you guys know at this point. It was also reported on 103.7 The Buzz. A former coach of his said that he had surgery on Friday, but just kind of going through some stuff with that ankle slash leg. So we'll monitor that. You know, now you look at the tight end room. The good news, it's probably one of the deepest rooms on the Ole Miss roster with Daquan Wright, the senior transfer. Trace Breckler has been, you know, been getting rave reviews. So definitely we'll have to have some people step up in that room. David, I want to go back to, you know, what we opened the show with the loss of a young man due to the gun violence in Memphis. You know, we've been together covering Memphis. We've been together covering Delta State, Ole Miss. You can't really prepare for this. I think the university did a really good job handling this. Obviously, we saw Coach Joyner and his wife both make really, really passionate posts on the on social channels. We saw the university with a post. If you're Lane Kiffin, and like I said, you've been through this before. Your son played at Ole Miss. How do you prepare for this? How do you deal with this? And what's the best way to handle this if you're head coach Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, you taught life to your team. You talk common sense to your team. And I was talking to my son Eli about this, I guess, Sunday night. And, you know, there's going to be a tendency by others to point fingers and wag fingers. Why was this kid up in Memphis? So on and so on. The exact words out of my own son's mouth were, "Dad, I can't tell you how many times we," meaning him and his teammates, "were up in Memphis at a party on the weekend." And he's like, you know, you can't bring these kids to school and treat them like they're in prison. You can't do that. And that's the tendency you want to do. Hey, you, as a coach, you want to take care of them. But there are just things you can't do. You can't say Saturday night, you better not cross the state line. You can't say that. You can advise and warn, but you know that when they signed for that scholarship, they didn't sign to be in prison. I mean, kids are going to do what kids are going to do. You did, I did, everybody does. So no blame on this coaching staff. I mean, I don't even want to hear that. You know, there was nothing they could do. You know, there just wasn't anything they could do, Brad. And, I don't know. All you can do as a coaching staff, in my opinion, is to set them down and go, "Look, we love you. We're going to take care of you as long as you're here." And the key word being here, on campus, under our domain. But we cannot control the decisions you make on your free time. And I don't think there's any doubt Corey and some other Ole Miss Rebels made a bad decision about the party that they were going to that night. But that's it. I mean, I don't think you can blur the line between, hey, this is my private time and my free time to exercise my own free will, and this is football time. You can't do that. The old days of Bear Bryant taking him down to Junction City or whatever it was, and, you know, the kids sucking their sweat out of their shirts to get hydrated, that's over. Nobody's going to deal with that anymore. There's just a – you can't control every aspect of your players' lives. You can advise them on how to make wise decisions, counsel them on that, but ultimately in the end, in the few hours they have to themselves, belongs to them.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't think anybody would blame this staff at all for this. My question was, how do you deal with your current players when you have to deal with a tragedy like this? And I think, you know, just years, and, you know, back to SEC Media Day, we saw a very mature Lankett. I mean, he opened not a press conference, but he opened his comments in the big room following Greg Sankey's introduction with how much he, I think for lack of a better word, has grown in Oxford, how much he enjoys Oxford, how much he enjoys his family being in Oxford, how much he's grown and how much he misses his parents and how much they did for him. We didn't hear that 5 years ago. So I think that has led to being a much more prepared Lane Kiffin for dealing with a tragedy like this with his team.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, hell, we all grow older. We all get wiser. I think you're wiser than you were 5 years ago. And certainly Lane is wiser than he was when he took this job. Oxford's been good for him. I don't see how it could be any better, to be honest with you. His kids are here. Someone shot me a picture of Knox in his Oxford High School uniform the other day. He's here. The daughters are here. I mean, good for Lane. That's good. But getting back to this tragedy, it's just not something you want to go into fall camp having to deal with, but the good Lord has put it upon us. Again, prayers for Corey's family and for him. And, you know, that's all I can say. That's all I can say about that. And then Daquan Wright, get into hyper mode. We're going to need you this year more than ever.
David, kind of putting a bow on SEC Media Day, your overall thoughts? I thought Austin Simmons was terrific. The many times I've been asked about SEC Media Day in regards to Ole Miss's availability, and what I took away was, quite honestly, a quiet confidence. And I took that away from Caden Lee. I took that away from T.J. Dottery, from Lane Kiffin. Not boisterous. I thought it was really good, Ole Miss. I thought they said the right things. And I know it's media day and everybody's happy and everybody's undefeated, but things could have been much different. And I was very impressed with all the parties involved.
Yeah, I do think Austin is playing chess while the SEC media they're playing checkers. Most of these guys voting where Ole Miss is going to finish and how the season is going to be, peripheral knowledge. It's just like, you know, if you ask me about the Georgia Bulldogs right now, I've got some peripheral knowledge, but I don't know the soul of that team. These national pundits do not know the soul of the Ole Miss Rebels, nor do they know the soul of Austin Simmons. And I'm not saying I do, but I know enough to know that at 19 years old, he's already got his bachelor's degree. I've talked to him several times. The kid's very charismatic without coming off as cocky. He's humble. I think he's a once in a generation type talent. And I've said that before. I picked Ole Miss to finish third in the SEC. And I think that's about right. Behind Texas and LSU. And I'm not saying that Ole Miss could not beat LSU or beat Texas on any given Saturday. But the reason I did that is because I feel like I know what Austin Simmons is bringing to the team, Brad. And I know they rebuilt that wide receivers core. I know the tight end pool is deep, even with the loss of Luke Haas. The running back situation must be better than it was last year. And hopefully they'll cobble together enough up front to get the protection that Simmons needs. Defensively, look, I know who you've got to replace. A whole bunch of NFL draft picks. I don't think this defense is going to be quite as stout up front as it was last year, but it could be stout enough. So, you know, that's where my thoughts are on the Ole Miss Rebels. You know, I didn't see Austin Simmons listed on very many of these preseason magazine top 25 quarterbacks, so to speak. And I get it. You know, he's really just played one game against Georgia. And that was a drive, very successful one. But I'm gonna say right here now, by the end of the season, by the middle of the season, some of these national talking heads will be throwing Austin Simmons' name into the Heisman conversation. And I know that sounds like a bunch of hot air, but I'm telling you, this kid, I think he's tailor-made for Lane Kiffin's offense. Better made than Matt Corral, better made than Jackson Dart. Austin Simmons is going to be a success story here in Oxford.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I was really impressed with Caden Lee, David. I think he could, or will, I'll say that. I think he will go down as one of the best to ever play the game in Oxford. And I know Ole Miss is wide receiver U, and I mean, I don't know what his professional career looks like, but I sat on this show and didn't know that until Brett Norsworthy told me at SEC Media Day, he did not he being Caden Lee, did not have a drop last year. And he's incredible. And I think more than anything, they have a very good bond, Austin Simmons and Caden Lee. Being able to watch that and seeing what other receivers step up in the names, David. I mean, Deshaun Stribling. The number of drops I saw that PFF put out that he had, I think last year was like 10 out of how many ever targets, like hundreds of targets in his career, maybe. I don't remember the specific graphic, but it was really good. Harrison Wallace III, another senior transfer. Caleb Odom, Traylon Ray, Deuce Alexander. I mean, you know, if these guys are half as good as they're coming in decorated, you know, you look at last year, and I've already rewatched a number of games, LSU, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Juice, Florida. Juice Wells just, you know, came in very highly decorated, just did not perform up to the standards. I think you probably ask him that he didn't perform up to his standards. And so you look at this wide receiver room, and there's a lot of talent. And the question is which one of these receivers is going to step up alongside Caden Lee? Because we know he's going to step up.
Yeah, yeah. And with Caden Lee, I'm going to use a baseball analogy here. You know, and you remember back in the day where, you know, Dale Murphy was hitting cleanup for the Atlanta Braves, and, you know, Bob Horner was hitting in the number five spot behind him to protect Murphy so that they couldn't pitch around Murphy. Well, you picture Caden Lee as your cleanup hitter in that wide receiver core, and protecting him out there are Stribling, Wallace, the whole gang. And I think you're exactly right. I think Caden Lee is the guy who, you know, is not a breakout year for Ole Miss fans because we know what he can do. But I think he becomes a household name in the SEC this year. And it's because of the protection around him. You can't double team Caden Lee when you've got Stribling and Wallace on the field at the same time. So that's what I'm digging at right there. You know, the receiver core as a whole, they all make each other better.
I think two names we didn't even mention are freshman Winston Watkins and then Caleb Cunningham. Highly decorated five-star out of Ackerman, played at Choctaw County. So that wide receiver room is a good one. I want to talk about fall camp as we sit here on as we record early on Wednesday, which is the what we're being told is going to be the hottest day of the year.
Oh, my God, really?
But we'll say preseason camp. What are some storylines that you're looking for this Ole Miss team? Offense, defense, special teams, coaches. What are a couple of storylines you're going to be paying close attention to as Ole Miss gets ready to ramp up against Georgia State in a couple of weeks?
Well, I'll make a prediction right off the bat. Everybody has anointed Austin Simmons as the quarterback. Lane even takes him to SEC Media Days. I think you're going to hear, number one storyline, be prepared for noise around the quarterback position. It's not going to be Lane stepping to the podium every day going, man, Austin's just great. He's doing everything wonderful. He's going to be the starter. I would expect some manufactured controversy around the quarterback position. You know, yeah, you've got other quarterbacks on campus. And Lord forbid, if anything were to happen to Simmons, somebody else is going to have to step up. I think the tone of the pressers, they're going to keep you engaged in the quarterback's room. But I do think it's going to be mostly manufactured. Austin Simmons is the quarterback. You may even go into that first game, Georgia State, you may even see two or three quarterbacks play in that game. Would not surprise me at all. So I think storyline number one is quarterback battle. Manufactured quarterback battle. And I don't know to what extent, but I think you're going to hear some things coming from Lane is going to suggest maybe A.J. Maddox is making a move. Maybe the D2 transfer is making a move. You're going to hear
Chambliss.
Yeah, Chambliss. You're going to hear those type things. Number two is, How do they deal with the controversy at hand? Controversy and adversity. The loss of a teammate and the loss of tight end Luke Haas. That both of those, they're not even in the same category. Certainly the loss of Corey's life is the major thing. But then, you know, you got to deal with not having a guy, a piece that you thought you were going to have. Number three is how Pete Golding puts together this defense. And can he put together something that resembles what he did last year? You know, to me, Brad, those are the three storylines just right off the bat.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to be paying very close attention to those three things. I'll add the running back room, because last year it was such a spark of interest. Because
a spark of interest, it was just,
it was probably a full blown fire. Yeah,
it was bullshit, Brad. Let's be honest,
full blown fire.
Just one bite of the deliciously comforting flavor of Easy Cook and Eckrich smoked sausage is enough to take you all the way home. It takes you back to Grandma's famous sausage casserole made in her favorite pan. Its naturally hardwood smoked taste sends you away to those summer days with Dad at the grill. Take a bite and see for yourself that home isn't just a place, it's a taste. And we think you'll like it here. Eckrich.
I mean, we all step back and we still don't know the answers as to why in the hell Ulysses Bentley wasn't being used. I mean, I'm just going to be frank and honest. I mean, you know, touches the ball against LSU, goes 88 yards for a touchdown. Touches it against Georgia, goes 90 yards for a touchdown. Where was he? Where was he?
The season changed in Fayetteville. When Henry Parrish Jr. went down, all of a sudden the running back woes began. You had Dominique Thomas. You had Ulysses Bentley. You had I kept calling him Trey Amos. It was Rashad Amos.
We started a wide receiver at running back at Florida.
And so that's where a lot of people are going to be looking. Looking at that running back room real quick. Logan Diggs, senior transfer out of LSU. We saw him in the Gator Bowl. At one point he had the knee brace on. Another point it was off. So he's had plenty of time to try to get better. So we'll have to definitely be looking out for that. Damian Taylor, the redshirt senior transfer, will be looking for him. But I think a lot of it's going to be on Kawan Lacy, transfer out of Missouri. Initially committed to Ole Miss, backed off his commitment, signed with Missouri. Now he's back. Shekai Mills Knight, David, I'd like for you to talk about him. You cover recruiting extensively. Coming in out of the state of Florida, and many times, not every time, but in many times, it's hard for a freshman to get snaps in the very beginning when he steps on an SEC campus. Any chance we see him early?
Yeah, I think so. Let me correct you there. Coming in out of the state of Tennessee from the Baylor School up in Chattanooga.
I apologize. I keep saying he's out of Florida.
Yeah, he is a Canadian.
Yeah.
Grew up in Canada. Shekai Mills Knight is, to me, he's got the potential to be like Deuce McAllister. He's got that kind of size.
I thought about that.
He's got that kind of speed. But, you know, he's got to get used to playing SEC football, taking SEC carries. Wouldn't surprise me at all if you don't see him against Georgia State and again in week one. But I think the future is very bright for him. I really and truly do. I don't know if it's this year, but it could be. It really could be. But, you know, just be patient with Shekai Mills Knight. He's coming, and he's big enough. He's coming like a freight train. He's a big old boy. He's got explosive speed. And to me, if you're talking about the Ole Miss running backs room, and obviously we are, you take that whole room from top to bottom. If I'm picking out of that room, if I'm picking a team, Shekai Mills Knight is my number one pick out of that room. He's just young. He's a true freshman. But he would be the first guy – I would pick.
What's his size, David?
6'1", 235. Yeah, he's ringing it. He's a big boy. Big boy.
I'm going to do a second thing that I'm going to be watching very closely in preseason camp. That's going to be the defensive backfield. Had a chance to ask T.J. Dottery what he's most excited about this Ole Miss defense. Obviously, he's excited about the linebacker play. But he said he's excited about seeing Jalen Braxton. Obviously, he's been kind of dealing with an injury. But Sage Ryan, the redshirt junior out of LSU, along with Kapina Gashiken, the senior transfer. And then you start talking about Andy Jaffe. You may see some time there. Shamar Darden. Cedric Beavers could be an opportunity. The defensive backfield is definitely the area of concern. If you talk to a lot of people that watch Ole Miss, that cover Ole Miss, kind of your overall thoughts heading into preseason camp at a position to where I think there are some question marks.
Yeah, it's a bowl of soup. And, you know, we're going to have to take a couple of bites to know what's in it, Brett. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest with you, there's potential back there, some really good potential. But, you know, we've got to see what they do against these SEC offenses that, you know, everybody in the league now, pretty much other than Vanderbilt, which, you know, they like to run their quarterback a lot. They chunk the football all over the place. So the tests are coming, severe tests are coming. And, you know, I hate to say it like this, but we really won't know what's in that soup until we get a couple of good bites. And you're going to get good bites early because you got to play Kentucky and Arkansas within the first month of the season. So, you know, that's not too far away. We'll know
no,
something.
No, it's not. And a couple of names I failed to mention, junior transfer Ricky Fletcher, Chris Graves Jr. at cornerback, and then, of course, T.J. Banks, Patrick Broomfield. So all of those names will be in the mix. I thought it was interesting. You talked about Kentucky a moment ago. T.J. Roush, who works for Kentucky Sports Radio, pretty vocal on social channels that saying that Kentucky will beat Ole Miss in Lexington. I thought that was quite the limb to go out on.
I really think, and I don't. This is just the Ole Miss fan coming out in me. But do you remember how bad we whipped Arkansas's ass last year in Fayetteville?
It was a pretty substantial.
I think that's what Ole Miss is going to put on Kentucky and Lexington this year. And look, I go back to that game, and all credit to Stoops. Okay, he had a good game plan. He coached Lane's drawers off of him that day. Okay, Kentucky kept the ball away from the offense.
They beat Ole Miss.
Limited Ole Miss's chances. And beat them, flat out beat them.
Yeah.
And really, I put that L on the Ole Miss game planning for that week because Kentucky certainly outdid them there. That will not happen this year. It will not happen this year. And, you know, I just really think Ole Miss will set the tone and set it early in Lexington. Kentucky, I would beg to disagree with the radio head.
If Kentucky beats Ole Miss this year in Lexington, Ole Miss had probably four turnovers and gave up a punt return for a touchdown.
Which could happen.
Yeah, things are going to have to go south for Ole Miss to lose that one. I can assure you game planning will not be a part of that. But, yeah, we'll talk more. As I know a lot of people kind of shy away from depth charts and where particular players play. We kind of lean into that because we enjoy getting talking about the roster recruiting.
Let me ask you this, Brad. Now we all know the Kentucky game and likely the Florida game. Those two losses last year, Ole Miss stumbled, fumbled, bumbled their way out of the college football playoffs. And you can circle the Kentucky game and circle the Florida game. What game would you circle this year as the one you cannot lose and go to the college football playoffs? And I think we talked about this earlier. Look, Oklahoma game aside, we both think they have to win in Norman to get to the college football playoffs. Mm-hmm. Who's the team they can't lose to that they could? Who's that team?
There are three games they have to win. I really can't pinpoint it to one. Kentucky, Florida, and South Carolina. I think they beat Arkansas handily. The games obviously are Georgia, Oklahoma, and LSU. A combination of those three, they need to win one of those. And I think they're 10-2. And I think that's what gets you in the college football playoff. Got a little over a minute left, David. want to tell everybody about our sponsor and how much we're grateful for the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark. They've been great partners of ours. They're our talent presenting sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Also, the Hearn Law Firm. Thankful for the Hearn Law Firm. You'll hear more about them here in just a moment. Any type of legal issue that you have, be sure and give John Hearn a call. He will help you today. Once again, if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or any other downloadable platforms, thank you for that. Please leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star review and say what you want. We really appreciate that. And of course, you're watching us on YouTube and the other social channels. Thank you for that. And please leave a review and subscribe to us so you'll get a notification every time that we go live and we have a podcast for you. For David Johnson, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
I've got you, everybody.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Why do over 50% of the Fortune 500 use Elastic? Because of Search AI. Search AI is WatsonX chatting one-on-one with your business. It's also LG CNS turning real-time context into real smart cities. Find out what Elastic can do for your business at elastic.co/searchAI.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.